Sir, we wish to see Jesus. We wish to see Jesus again and again in our lives, and I think that, as our Lenten devotional pointed out in our confession this morning, has been our consummate prayer this year. As we continue to live through this pandemic, we wish to see Jesus with us, to know that Jesus has not abandoned us, but is with us. So this year has been one, for me at least, of being able to see Jesus in new ways, in profound ways. I remember reflecting over the summer that as we've been worshiping on Zoom and looking at these scriptures over the year, that it has really given us new eyes to see the way the church works in the world. And I give thanks for the way that we have been reformed a little bit through this period and season of the church year in these pandemic times. I think that we have been changed in the way that we live in the world, and I see that as a growing time for us. So the disciples say they wish to see Jesus, and Jesus answers them with this story of a seed being planted. And as we're on the horizon of spring and thinking about planting and gardens, I find it a fitting image for us to kind of think about. Jesus answers that unless a seed falls in the ground, it cannot grow and produce much fruit. Unless a seed goes into the ground and dies to what it was, it cannot become what it can be. I think of this past year for many of us as a planting time, how we have been reoriented and planted in soil, and all of the amazing things that have been coming to fruit and to growth this year. I think about all the people that have come to be connected to our ministries through digital means that wouldn't have otherwise been part of this. So Jesus says, if you want to see what God is doing in the world, you have to understand this fundamental truth of death and new life. As we get ready to think about Holy Week, we know that that death and new life is also called resurrection. And so Jesus shows them this image of a seed going into the ground to be buried, only to then rise. Now, I am not a professed gardener. I do not profess to have a green thumb of any kind. But I do at least know that when you plant something, you have to wait a little bit. You have to wait to see what germinates and grow. And then, miraculously, this shoot springs forth from the ground, and suddenly you see this plant grow. Like tomato plants over the summer, they grow and grow and grow and grow, and then they produce all these tomatoes, and then sometime, usually around August, you're like, oh my God, what do I do with all these tomatoes? There is a truth to the way God works in that, that we are reformed in that moment of ground, in that darkened place surrounded by nutrients. We are being germinated. And so in this truth of the tomb, in the darkness of Good Friday, in the joyful message of service for others from Maundy Thursday, we are germinated as disciples. We are changed and reformed, no longer seeds, but now large growing plants ready to share with the world. The gifts of the Spirit come forth from us after being changed. And we're all changed. In the waters of baptism, you are no longer bound by the wages of sin and death, but liberated by God's goodness and love, sent to share that love with the world, to serve others, to proclaim God's good news in word and deed, to strive for justice and peace, and serve all people following the example of Jesus Christ. This is what it means to be reformed and changed, no longer left to be seeds, waiting, but growing disciples ready to share our abundance of God's love with the world. And so this year has been one of reform for us. We've reformed many of the things we've done, whether it's being on Zoom and Facebook Live, but a lot of us have reformed the way we live. I think about some of the things that we've changed. Many of us are working in different spaces and lives have a different rhythm. School has changed. The way we see our family has changed. And as we look to the horizon in the hope of vaccinations and life returning to normal, I wonder if we have been changed for the better in this time, that we might be able to see more fully what's important in our life, that we might be able to see Jesus more clearly. I give thanks for all the folks that join us more regularly now in worship because we're online. I think that's incredible. And I think about the ways that we have been changed to be able to see those in need. You know, this pandemic has certainly made it abundantly clear for us to see that there are people in our world that are more disadvantaged than others. We are being reformed again and again in the mercy of God's grace, love, and peace. And so as we prepare to celebrate Holy Week, I often am amazed by how that central story for us reforms us again and again as we walk through the days of Holy Week into the patterns of God's love, of how God works in the world again and again and again. From the very fountains of creation, God hovered over the chaos and spoke order. God brought forth new life, because that's the rhythm and the pattern of God's love again and again and again, to bring us to new life, to bring about new growth in us and in this world. And so as we prepare to celebrate Holy Week again in these distant times, we remember the truth of resurrection. We remember the power of the cross, and for us to see the ways in which God works in the world. May that truth, that good news, keep your hearts and minds this week as we prepare to see Christ again in his passion and in his glory and in his love for the world. Amen.